Good morning, everyone, and a special welcome to any visitors who may be with us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. One More Step is the hymn that we're going to be singing. One More Step Along the World I Go, from the old things to the new, and keep me travelling along with you. And as we're singing this, I think the Boys Brigade are going to parade their colours. So let's sing together. Pray together. Heavenly Father, we know what it's like to go on a journey. And in this time of the year, sometimes those journeys are not so easy. There are big puddles to avoid on the roads. There is in some places ice and snow. There are some places that have potholes and bumps. Lord God, you know, in many senses, that reminds us of life itself. Life can be a difficult road at times. And we need help, we need guidance, we need directions and signs, we need advice. And Lord God, we find that in you. You give us your word. A word that reminds us of Jesus, points us towards him and the teaching that he gave to us so that we can have a good advice about how to live and how to work and how to worship and how to live in relationship with each other. And Lord God, for all of that, we are very grateful today, because you're the God who cares about the journey that we're on. You want us to reach the end destination well and wise and having had a life that is full and enjoyable, knowing that you accompany us. So Father God, we pray that in this time together you would be with us, and later on as we go from here, that we would have a real sense of your presence. Father God, draw near, that we may understand that you're the God who can be depended on, the God who has loved us from the beginning of the world, and who will love us to its end. Father God, we lift up our thanks and our prayers to you, asking for your guidance and blessing, and adding now the words that Jesus taught, we say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I'm not going to come down this morning to begin with, so I'm going to stand up here because it's quite nice to be up here. But can you see me okay?
Yes.
Good. Nothing wrong with your eyesight then. Great. Well, can I have someone who has good eyesight to help me? You've got good eyesight to help me. Well, there we are. How about three rows back there, two in? Yes, that's right. Brilliant. So why don't you come up to the top here? Right up to the top. You get a great view from up here. All the way around. I say, you have a great... Up you come. Come and see what I've got to look at every week. Quite something, isn't it? Yeah. I was asking you to come up because I was wanting you to do a little job for me, and that was to go and collect something for me. Okay? It's very easy. Do you see these things over here? There's little tubes on top of the... I was wondering if you could go and get one of those tubes. Would that be okay? Excellent. Right. Before you go, wait a minute, come back. It's never as easy as that. Because I do want you to get that for me. That's our destination. Okay? However, you did say you had good eyesight, and that makes it far too easy. So what I'm going to do is you're going to put on a hood on you. Okay? It's a great thing, this. Great. Can you see out of that?
No.
You can even tie it tight. Look, everybody. Look. You look brilliant.
And now what am I supposed to do? Kill myself by walking down the stairs?
Well, that's about it. You figured this one out. That's great. Now, here's the... I had a wee question or two for you before it. One is, what's your plan for getting there? Wait a minute, I'll maybe move this microphone, you can hear. What's your plan for getting there?
I don't know.
That's a worry, because if I want you to get there, and you don't have a plan to get there, that's a wee bit of a concern, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is, okay. So, let me just think about your kind of state of kind of health in all of that. I mean, are you well?
Not now. I can't see.
Not
anything.
Now. You were well before you got here, and now it's gone downhill. Mm-hmm. That's probably about right. So physically you're okay. You can walk because
yes.
You came up the stairs. You said you had good eyesight, but we've kind of disabled that. But inside, are you feeling just a wee bit nervous?
Yes, definitely.
You're feeling a wee bit nervous.
Yes.
What would make you feel better?
If I could see again.
If you could see again. Okay. No. Nope, that can't happen. And the reason it can't happen is because I'm trying to make a point. And the point is in the Bible. And it says, as Christian people, we walk by faith and not by sight. You see? So I thought a good way to illustrate that is, well, if we're not going to walk by sight, then I take away your ability to see. So I put this hood on you. And so you have to walk by faith. Okay? Now, the question is, I suppose, what does walking by faith mean? Anybody an idea what walking by faith might mean? Walking with God. So there you are. That's all you need to do. Walk with God.
The only problem is I don't know where God is.
Ah. Now there you are. That's always the hard thing, isn't it? Because you know where you want to go, you know where you're starting. How do I do this? How do I make that journey through life? How do I walk by faith? And the answer is, one step at a time. Trusting that God will lead you and care for you and look after you. And as you connect, and that's the important point, connecting. Because sometimes we think, well, God's out. You can't see me doing this. I've got my hand in the air, pointing away at distance. But we sometimes think God's away out there. Actually, God's not away out there at all. He's right beside you. Like I'm right beside you. And the thing is, by faith, we connect with God. We pray. We look for his advice. And he gives his advice. It's all written down in a book, for goodness sake. It's easy enough. And we walk forward with some confidence. Actually, maybe not so much confidence as trepidation sometimes in life. But then we can make the journey. Walking by faith and not by sight. So, let's just have a go at that. See, I'm right here with you. We've got to get down these steps. You maybe need to connect to me. What? How are you going to connect to me?
I don't know.
You don't know? I can give you a clue. Why don't you put out your hand? Right? And I'll take your hand and I will lead you. Yeah, take your time. Edge your way. Listen to my voice. We're going to go down the first step. There we are. Oh, isn't that straightforward? And then there's another step. And another. Oh, and he's growing by confidence as we do it. Every step becomes easier and easier. And there you've made it. Oh, well done. You're fantastic. And of course, sometimes when people go through life and they think, gosh, I went past that trouble and it wasn't as bad as I thought. And then they go, oh, I just don't need God anymore. I'll just leave him alone and I'll make my own way in life. And then soon we discover, actually, it's quite difficult. And because even when we're on the flat now, we could just run ahead, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. Couldn't we?
Yes.
Are you going to?
No.
Because you're a very sensible boy. That's why. And so my suggestion is, even when we're on the flat and everything's going well, connection is still a good idea. And so I suggest that you put out your hand again and we'll lead you a bit further. And here we go. And it is straight ahead. Walk with confidence. I'm with you. Don't worry. I know the way. There we are. Brilliant. Stop. Uh-oh. But now we've got to make a turn. Oh, now we've got some obstacles on the path. How are you feeling about this part?
Not very good at all.
Not very good at all. But you can feel good. You can walk by, what's the word? Walk by?
Faith.
Faith and not by sight. And what would that mean for him? What would he need to do to walk by faith?
Walk with God.
Walk with God, which means just reaching out. Oh. And God does take his hand. And we can walk confidently. And get there. Look at this. We're even doing it fast now. But we're not there yet. One more bit to go. And almost. Walking by faith. And actually, do you know, we started really in a worry some situation. And having got to the end, we're there. Yay. Well done. Thank you very much. That's really important. Well, you can have a sit down and you heard that round of applause and people really appreciated your honesty. That's what it's like, walking by faith, not by sight. So sometimes we can think we can do it all ourselves and that's not the way at all. Sometimes, of course, we feel afraid and God says, don't be afraid. And he doesn't say just don't be afraid. He says, Don't be afraid. Reach out to me and I will help you. Well, we're going to sing a song. And the song is, Sometimes I Feel Afraid. We've sung this a couple of times. And the reason we keep doing this is so that you get to know the actions. And you'll be able to do them confidently. The great actions to this song, do you remember them? Good, you've got a really good memory, Crackhand. But we're going to remind you of the actions, and Anne's going to play the actions, and then the actions video goes away, and then we're left with the words. So hopefully you'll remember. And so pay attention to this, Sometimes I Feel Afraid, and see if we can recall how it works. Here she goes, Sometimes I Feel Afraid. Stand and get ready. Sometimes I feel afraid. Let's see your starting positions. Sometimes I feel to read a little bit about faith in Hebrews chapter 11.
The reading today is, yes, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, and it's entitled, By Faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. Amen.
Praise group are going to bring to us the anthem, Spirit of God, Show Me Jesus. Father God, it's a worry and it's a fear, this unknown, the unknown future that is before us. And Lord God, one of the big fears at the moment is the effect of this coronavirus that we've all been hearing about. How will it impact us individually? How will it impact our community, our world? Lord, we're already seeing so many different places that are being quarantined, so many different people that are being affected by it. Lord God, our prayer is that you would help the containment of that new disease. And Lord God, we pray that you will help all who have to deal with it medically. We think of all of the doctors and nurses. We think of all of the kind of researchers who are trying to find an antidote to it. Lord God, we're trying to find a vaccine for us. Lord God, it is a worry. But Lord, into this unknown, help us to trust you and to find in you the peace that we need. Lord God, there's lots of people who are walking in unknown places at the moment. People who are ill, not sure what the future will hold for them. People who have recently lost loved ones and unsure of how that will work through and what the changes will bring. People who have lost jobs. People who have changed schools. People who have made new friendships. Lord God, into all of the myriad of different situations that we can imagine up, and all the different people that are affected, Lord, we pray for them. We pray for peace in the midst of fear. We pray for your tranquility of heart and mind and soul. But Lord God, we know that these things come through connection. So help us to point people in your direction. We pray for the churches and the work that they do to remind people of Jesus and the help that he can give. We remember our youth organizations. And Lord God, we pray for the Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade at this particular season as they start to make preparations for displays and parents' evenings. Not long away. As they make preparations for expeditions and competitions. And Lord God, for all the other things that are being prepared. Lord God, help us each step of the way, not simply to walk by sight, but also to walk by faith and to do that confidently. Father God, we give ourselves to you afresh as we also give our offerings. Lord God, use what we give. Use our time and help us to use it well. Use ourselves and help us to have life in all its fullness. Use this money that we bring and may it be wisely used in this church and in other places. Lord God, help us to walk by faith, trusting you always. Amen. And following on from that, we're going to be singing the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision, number 51 in Mission Praise. going to put up a little PowerPoint slide because I wanted to tell you a story to begin with. And this is a very meaningful story. It's got a point to it. And actually in the Bible, these stories are sometimes called parables. And this is a kind of modern parable. And notice it says there, it's a dramatic and meaningful story. So there's a bit of drama in this. And I'm telling you this for a reason, because the actors in this story are you and me. But I need you to be dramatic. Okay? So hopefully you can do that. Now, what I want to do is I'll begin the story, and then after I finish this bit, I'm going to say to Anne, she'll put on the slide of something that you're going to have to say. Okay? So, ready for this. It says a man, or a woman, was walking along a narrow path, not paying much attention to where he was going. Suddenly, he slipped over the edge of the cliff. And as he fell, he grabbed a branch that was growing from the side of the cliff. Try to get that in your head. Can you imagine that? He slips, grabs, right, quite dramatic. And realizing that he couldn't hang on for long, he called for help. And Anne's going to change it over to the next slide. And this is what you're going to say. I don't know if you figured this out. You're down. This is the idea. You've gone along. You've fallen down. Yeah, it's a cliff. It's a long way to the bottom, and you're holding on for dear life. And I'm not sure that you would be half-hearted in saying this, would you? You would kind of mean it, wouldn't you? Yeah, so let's say this. So realizing that he couldn't hang on for long, he called for help.
Help!
That's much better. See, you're getting the idea. And he heard a voice. Yes, I'm here, said the voice. And he said, and we've got one enthusiast. Yeah, I don't think you wouldn't take your time, would you, and think about it? You would kind of just go for it. So I think you're absolutely right there. He says, yes, I'm here. You said,
who's that?
And he says, it's me, the Lord.
Lord,
Lord. There's nobody in from the drama school. Let's try that again.
Lord, help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Oh, yeah. And the voice comes back and says, do you trust me? And you say,
I trust you completely, Lord.
I trust you completely, Lord. Excellent. And the Lord said, good. That's wonderful. Let go the branch. What did you just say? I trust you completely. You say now. And it's got three question marks after that. It's like, what? What? I said, let go of the branch. And then there was a long pause. And then you say,
I said,
Is anyone else up there? Why do you think he said that? Why do you think he said that? He's telling me, like, he's, there he is, he's hanging there, he's telling me to let go of the branch, and he's thinking, do you trust me? Yeah, of course I trust you. Let go. No, I don't really trust you. Yeah. Gosh. Interesting wee story that, isn't it? Actually, we were thinking a minute ago about the reading. And again, in your next slide, Anne, you'll see it says there about something called faith. It says faith, and this is from Hebrews 11, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And that is what the ancients, the people of olden times in the Bible, what they were commended for, what they were praised for, what they were held up for, because they were men and women of faith. They had confidence in God. You see, that what that man didn't have, holding on, was faith. Now he says, I trust you. Of course I trust you. But am I willing to do anything about it? Am I going to do what you tell me to do? You see, faith is being confident that what God says is actually true. And that you will go forward with that knowledge. Go to the next slide, and it says there, the next little bit, it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Always interesting, this one, when you talk about, you know, people saying, how was the world made? And they'll say, well, you know, science says this. But, you know, and we sometimes think there's a difference between reason and faith. That faith is somewhat just believing something even though it doesn't make any sense. Well, actually, most of the time, faith makes complete sense. But sometimes it takes a step beyond sense and reason. It takes a step beyond it. So how was the world made? Oh, what the scientists can tell us how they think the world was made and all the kind of theories for that. And that stands to reason. But faith takes you the next step beyond that and says, why? Actually, God was behind it. God was in it. God was through all the things that happened. I don't need to either have faith or reason. I can have both together. The Bible even says that. By faith we understand a bit more, a bit deeper, a bit of the dark, the hidden things. Number, if we move on to the next slide, it says there, again, press it again, just that, it'll come up, there you are. By faith, and it goes through some of the people in the Bible, about who they were and what they did. By faith, Abel was commended as righteous. If you want to be seen as the right kind of person in the eyes of God, it says you've got to be someone who has faith, exercises trust, and who's willing to go with what God says in that trust. Go on to the next one, Anne. It says there, by faith, another person, God, Enoch in the Bible. These are people going way, way back. He said Enoch was commended as one who pleased God. How did he please God? He had faith. He put out his hand and said, God, I trust you. Lead me. And he did. And God was pleased with that. And go to the next one, Anne. It says, and it says, without faith, it's actually impossible to please God. Because people sometimes think, oh, I can just be good. I'll just do nice things. I'll just be loving and kind. And God says, actually, no, there's more to it than that. There's a whole thing about faith and trust holding on to me, believing in me, walking beside me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So go to the next one, and let's see what it says here. There's some more people. Noah, you know about Noah. Noah built an ark, of course. And it was a stupid thing to do, really, Noah. It didn't make really any sense. But God said to him, Noah, it's going to rain. There's going to be a flood. And Noah says, well, really, God? Really? I'm going to look stupid? And he says, trust me. By faith, Noah did it. And it was by faith that he was saved because he followed God. Next one on, it says, by faith Abraham, another of the great characters of the Bible, by faith Abraham obeyed and went on a journey, even though he didn't know where he was going. When I started out in ministry, nobody told me I was going to end up in Kilsyth. God knew where he was taking me. But all I had to do is say, God, okay, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. I trust you for it. And he brought me to you. Isn't that lovely? Well, it's lovely for me. Next one on, it says, and by faith, even Sarah considered him faithful who had made promises. And that was the thing that Sarah discovered. God had made her a promise that she was going to have a child, and she thought it wasn't going to be possible. But God said, believe me, trust me, go with me. And by faith, Sarah did that and, well, found that God was faithful. When we have faith, we discover the God who is faithful. So the next one, and it goes on here next. Yep, there we have. There's the boys' brigade. Stop there, and the girls' brigade. Stop right at that point. Two organisations. Now, we actually call them faith organisations because they're linked in with the church. And you see there in the boys' brigade sign, there's a sure and steadfast. And that's a reference to God, isn't it? The God who is sure and steadfast. And there's an anchor. We have an anchor. But actually, I don't know if you notice, of course, in the picture there, there's also the rope that ties onto the anchor that kind of makes us the connection. And the boys' brigade knows that that's the faith and hope that's necessary. The girls' brigade, they've got all their symbols there, and kind of fire and cross and the lamp for the light and all the rest of it. The motto there is to seek, serve and follow. How can you follow if you don't have faith? Because that's what following's all about. It's saying, I'm going to go on the journey. I'm going to seek God out. I'm going to serve him, and I'm going to follow where he leads me. Boys' Brigade, Girls' Brigade are organisations where we are pointing towards faith. And we're also trying to develop your faith as well. Faith in yourself, of course. Faith in each other as a community. But also faith in the God who is there for each one of us. And then the final one is the little picture of the Church of Scotland emblem there. Because actually, of course, the church here is part of the Christian church. And again, if you press to the next one, it says, what's our job in the church? And here it is. It is to proclaim the forgiveness of sins and acceptance with God through faith in Christ. And the gift of eternal life is what follows. And that's in our constitution as a church. Proclaiming the forgiveness of sins, acceptance with God through faith in Christ, and knowing the gift of eternal life. You see how faith is really at the heart of everything that we are. In the church, in their organisations, as individuals, without faith, we really just are individual people. But with God, well, we can be so much more beside. The question is always about what we're going to do. So go on to the next slide about that. And it is this issue, faith. Do we use it? We're hanging on. And God says, trust me. Do we use the faith that we have, or do we just leave it? My suggestion is that we jump at the opportunity. Take hold of what God has for us. It really is worthwhile. And just to finish off, I'm going to show you a little bit of video. And because for me it was quite nice, and it's the whole idea about jumping at the opportunity. I don't know if we've talked about Frozen earlier on, showing you that song, I don't know, there's another film that I was watching recently, which was Aladdin. Have you seen the new Aladdin film? You haven't seen it? It's great. Will Smith, brilliant, isn't it? I encourage you to watch it. This is a lovely scene in the film. And, well, I'll let it speak for itself. Aladdin and Jasmine are, well, being chased. To do is jump. Jump at the opportunity that God has for you. Take hold of Him by faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning, for the fun, for the sense of community, for our learning a bit more about what it is to have faith. And Lord God, we pray that you would develop and grow that faith in us. That we would indeed reach out and take hold of Jesus for the life that we have and the road ahead. Father God, thank you for giving us the promise that you are there to do that for us. Amen. So, I'll go in the strength of the Lord is our final hymn, and it's Mission Praise 862. Thank you. the strength that God provides through faith in Jesus. And Lord God, as we go, be a blessing to us in our homes and in our community. And Lord, as we share in the hall the food prepared for us, may that time also be a blessing to us. You're the God who gives and provides such wonderful things that we enjoy. So we go in to know God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.